You know, old boy, we've had a good evening, haven't we?
Yes.
I told you yesterday afternoon when we first met, I said then, we can go out, you and I, and have a good evening here, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, we've had one.
J.B. Priestley's Eden End is a family drama set in 1912.
You know, I met a fellow called Harper on the boat coming over. He was from Manchester and had a glass eye. I hate glass.
I hate Manchester.
It's a really poignant study of a family kind of at the end of the Edwardian era and trying to work out what they should be doing with their lives.
Laurie Sampson is the director.
Trying to work out some very complicated relationships between the family and actually it's a very moving play, and one of his most heartfelt, I think.
Oh, the man that's dressed as usual is out of it today for a regular dandy man. No single woman cares. She won't look upon your suit or you, I've heard the worldly say, till you've donned the garb that Tommy Atkins wears.
Nick Hendricks plays Wilfred Kirby, the youngest member of the family, who's back home after a stint working in Africa.
He's gone through life, you know, through connections maybe, through his dad's connections, and he finds himself out there and doesn't really know what he's meant to be doing, doesn't feel comfortable out there, and comes back trying to, you know, like a lot of the characters in the play, trying to paint this picture that he's having a great time and that he's got all these friends and it's all brilliant. And he finds himself back at home on leave and within a week or two is instantly bored, there's nothing to do. And he tries to, you know, tell stories of what he's been up to and no one really cares, no one wants to listen.
Daniel Betts is a down-on-his-luck actor called Charlie Appleby who's struggling with the idea of failure.
How do you carry on when you really should give up? It was written at the, you know, after the First World War. There are parallels between what England had gone through at the end of the First World War. This play is set at the time when England was at its sort of the height, you know, the world was pink, the map was pink from you know, the sun never set on the British Empire. At the end of the First World War, that was gone. Did England, should England give up, or does it find a way to carry on? What's the old English spirit? And I think somehow he, in a way, he kind of has, he's it's a bit like that for him, you know. Do I give up or do I find a way to carry on? How do I come to terms with my mediocrity?
Interestingly, social health reform is just starting to be talked about, and that's mentioned in the play. There's this discussion about health insurance and whether this is a good idea or not, and social welfare and changing kind of opinions about that. And right now, when we're looking at our public services and we're wondering what's going to happen, and the NHS is being totally revolutionised or reformed, it's really interesting to look back at a time when the idea of even having social welfare was only just beginning.
Eden End runs at the Royal in Durngate until the 25th of June. It then starts a short nationwide tour.
Military man.